Hey, what's happening, everybody? Real quick, before we get into this, Johnny was having some trouble on his iPad at some point in this. I think it's like around the 17-minute mark or something like that. So at some point, you're gonna see like a drop in quality because I won't get into the nitty-gritty of it, but basically, I had to use another recording, which is not the local recording. And so you may hear some funny, octave shifts between his voice. And maybe even some silence and maybe some lip sync issues. I'll try and fix a lot of those. But yeah, sorry about that. We were going through some technical difficulties. But hopefully you enjoy today's casual discussion about rivals who are not the main character. So either way, guys, let's get straight into the discussion. Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am Lucky.
I am still a Johnny.
And we, just us, make up Anime Casuals. There's no other guy named Michael. If you guys think that, then you're crazy. You've been imagining him this whole
Nope.
time. He's not a part of this channel. No.
Never been
Michael's
here.
feeling a little under the weather, so dealing with a new quirk. So we'll see how that works, and yeah, we'll see if he has any new powers when we see him next. But either way, on this casual discussion, we'll be talking about characters who are rivals, but not exactly the main characters. These are more side characters more than anything. So I just thought it would be interesting because you actually there's typically the rivals, right? We know about like Natsu and Gray, we know Sasuke and Naruto, right? We have all these main rivals, but it's nice to see like some of the side rivals. So yeah, I figured I'd start this out with one that I'm really into, and I've been really advocating for this anime a lot, so I just thought I would just throw it in there as much as possible, just like Michael does with Interspecies Reviewers. But welcome to Demon School Rumikun. This is
Ooh.
Sabro and Asmodeus, Alice, and like these guys are always at each other's throat because one of them wants to be Irumakun's rival. One of them wants to be Irumakun's servant forever, and that has caused like a clash between them where they're always, I mean, they've gotten a lot better now, but they've become like very rivalistic and in everything that they're doing. I don't think that's a word, rivalistic, but whatever, I just made it up.
It is now.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, I love how both of them are so strong. Arguably, like besides Aruma, they're probably the strongest in the class in that particular class, and they're always just like at each other's throats, and it seems like Asmodeus has a lot more on Sabro, but Sabro's just such a like he sorry, this is kind of a pun, but hell bent on being a Demon King, and so yeah, I just love their banter and all that stuff, and I like that they're starting to become a lot closer in this newer arc. But if you haven't watched Welcome to Demon School of Rumikun, you should definitely watch it. It's on season three right now. So either way, that's my first pick.
That's a fun one. I like that one because yeah, they have a pretty fun dynamic, and especially like you were saying in the most recent season, they're starting to be like, hold on, let's fight together for now, and we'll settle this later. So my list is gone. I lost it. No, I'm just trying to
Oh,
find it. It's in
perfect.
my text because I don't keep it in a good place. Okay. First one I thought of was Big Mom and Kaido. Even though currently in One Piece they are kind of teaming up, but I feel like it's very much a hey, let's team up because everyone else sucks. We can't let these rivals, these what are they, supernovas? Luffy, Law, and oh my God. He sucks so much now. I don't even care. Metal Face? Why can't I remember? What's his name? Kid. Oh, it's
Eustace, yeah.
Kid. Oh my
Eustace
God. Eustace
Captain
Kid. That's what it
Cube.
was. I So they were like, okay, we can't let these kids, you know, run up on our house and, you know, drop a bag of dog poop on our porch and, you know, take the One Piece. So we should team up and, you know, be friends for now. Because, you know, they started on the same crew, if I remember right. And I just think that's funny that they kind of were like, hey, we're friends. Now we're our own pirates. Don't talk to me. Okay, let's team up again. So I feel like they do have this a bit of almost like a friendly rivalry. Like if Naruto and Sasuke had just been, you know, actually like good people and not like so messed up. They were just like, hey, let's just be friends, you know, and live our lives in the village. I don't need to destroy everything. But, you know, Sasuke made his decisions. So I thought Big Mom and Kaido were an interesting rivalry. And I'm waiting for that to end so that they can rip each other to shreds. But, I mean, I think we're going to find out soon, or not soon, in like another 100 episodes or something, that, you know, Luffy's going to be top dog eventually. But, you know, yeah, I just thought they were an interesting kind of rivalry they have. And, you know, for the greater good, so to speak, now they're teaming up.
Yeah, that's definitely a good pick, and I think every one of us would love to see them just go at it instead of just this this clash of swords thing, and then they're like, all right, now we're friends again. I'm trying to think of where I want to go next. Okay, this is an interesting one that I was thinking about. So we got a brotherly rivalry here, mm-hmm. and this is Gerald Stewart and Keith Kleiss from My Next Life as a Villainous, All Roots Lead to Doom. These are there's Prince Gerald, who is betrothed to the main character, which everybody wants. Like, everybody wants this girl because of her personality, because of what she does, like all that stuff. But also they want that's all they want. No, they just want her. Never mind. and then his brother, you know, Alan, who is betrothed to another girl who also wants Katarina. They're both kind of vying for this top spot in her heart. That's right. But then there's Keith. I got two characters confused. So I said Keith Kleiss. Keith Kleiss is her brother, not her adopted brother. Katarina's adopted brother. And so there's too many rivals in this, to be honest with you. But I thought I would focus because I wanted to shout out Alan Stewart as well, who's Jordo's brother. And then there is Keith Kleiss, who is Katarina's brother, who is always trying to get. He always makes sure that he cock blocks Gerald every single time he's alone with Katarina. Mm-hmm. And it is hilarious. It is, dude. There are so many times where Gerald legitimately he's trying to consummate the marriage before the marriage. There are so many times where where Keith just comes in and is just like, hey guys, what are you doing? Huh? What's going on? What's going on? I love it. And in the more recent season, there's like a little bit more of a kind of a resolution to that, but I just love the back and forth between Keith and Gerald, or Jordo, you know, if you're watching the Japanese version of it. But those are my next picks.
Man, I like your pick so far. I mean, that is a really good one, because that's probably the biggest, like, I don't know, group of equal rivalries. Because even the women are like, yeah, I want to be with her too. And I think one of them is like, I need my husband, my person I'm going to marry, to get with her something so that I could be with her too. I don't know. I thought I remembered something like that. But there was they all want her. And so that's a crazy, like, just inner web of rivalry. That's more than a triangle. It's like a, I don't know, hexagon, whatever. Six sides, seven sides, some crazy shape. There you go. We'll just skip there. What's the next one I want to say? I'm struggling between ones that I think are funny and ones that aren't. I always thought the Supreme Kais were pretty a fun rivalry, because even though they technically redid the same joke in Super, where, you know, they have the Gods of Destruction that pretty much do the same thing. Like, yeah, we all have our own quadrant, but mine is better than yours. So we just got to keep it like that. And, you know, then there's the Grand Kai, who's like, all these kids are just arguing and it's silly. But the Supreme Kais are always really funny. I mean, because, and I don't know, maybe just because I remember the arc, it was like the Otherworld tournament that they do with all the dead people. And you get to see like PyCon and stuff. But I just remember all the different Kais and how they looked all different. Supreme Kai, North, South. Actually, I don't remember which Kai Supreme Kai is, the Kai we know, but yeah, I always thought their kind of thing is funny. And like I said, they do it again in Super with the Gods of Destruction, you know, with Beerus and his like brother who's also a cat. That seems like some kind of favoritism, but I don't know. I mean, different universes. I'm not going to get into it. I'm not Zeno-sama. That's his job. He can look into that with HR. But yeah, I thought the Supreme Kais, that was always a fun rivalry. And, you know, they all sound pretty funny and look fun.
Dude.
Like one had a monocle.
Dude. Picon, is that that Namekian dude or that Goku fights in that? Or, and I don't know if he's Namekian, but he looks like Namekian.
I was going to say, he is green. So I can see where you'd say that. I don't know what race he is. He's not necessarily Namekian, but yeah. That's that guy in the other universe that was like, yeah, I'm just as strong with you as you, Goku.
Dude,
I mean, except he's going to go kill Janemba, but that's fine.
Yeah, dude, I completely forgot about that. Man, there's so much Dragon Ball that I gotta rewatch, dude. Like, there's, I remember like the main parts of it mainly because of how many video games I've played of Dragon Ball Z, and then you know just what I remember. But yeah, there's so much I gotta go back to. Oh, actually, you know, speaking
they put
of
GT,
Dragon Ball,
dub on, and I'm gonna watch it.
What? Oh my gosh, dude, that was
yeah.
Such
I'm excited about that.
You know what? I feel like that series it gets a lot of flack, and it isn't as good as the other series, but it's. It's definitely like a. It's like it seems like it's like a fan, like a fan made. Like if you told me that a fan made this and just had all the voice actors back in, I would appreciate it more than like an actual studio doing it. You know, but
I agree. It definitely feels that way.
Yeah. So either way, good luck to them. But we've got good luck to them. They already had their run. And speaking of Dragon Ball Z, this is kind of like a rivalry in my own head, and I think I've got a winner in it, but it's Tien and Yamcha, who is the worst Z warrior. Because there's, I mean, obviously Chaozu's in there, but he's I consider him kind of like the cat that Yamcha has, like a pet, you know, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And so, like, with Yamcha, right, he, you know, he's infamous for the Cybermen death, you know, and with Tien, I mean... I don't know, man. Like they're vying like neck and neck for who's like the most irrelevant person in the anime. Now, granted, I have not seen Super, so I'm sure maybe one of them has a redeeming arc in there, kind of like how Master Roshi comes back in Super and stuff. But in terms of Z Warriors, like you know, they got kind of lost in the dust. You know, like Krillin came forward with Gohan and Namek. Piccolo went up in Namek. You know, it's like. They're kind of irrelevant now. So for me, I just kind of see them as rivals as who sucks less. I think Tien is the one who sucks less right now. And I'm going to stick with that mainly. But Yamcha does have that ball move that he does that kind of thing. And the Wolf Fang.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I like those. Those moves are actually kind of good in the games. But he does, in Dragon Ball Z Budokai 3, I just remember, it's an automatic KO no matter what your health is. They actually did a test on this. No matter what your health is, if a Cyberman latches onto you and self-destructs. Like, you could have, like, god levels of HP, and you will die if a Cyberman latches onto you and kills you. Whereas, usually, just for reference, it usually takes out, like, a health bar or something like that. So, and then Krillin's just, like, chilling on the background. Yamcha, you know, it just says that in the background. So yeah, either way, they're vying for who's the worst, and I think it might be Yamcha.
Man, that was one I was trying to think of too. I couldn't make a decision on that one just because I feel like Tien is definitely better in that respect. Because I just remember two key points in that series, which was like, hey, the world's in danger again. Do you guys want to come along? And I remember Tien being like, I don't think I can help, but yeah, I'll show up. And Yamcha being like, no, I'm good. I've died a few times already. I mean, I know there's no Cybermen, but I don't want to. So that's just funny. Let's see. What's my next one going to be? Okay. So this one's kind of a stretch as far as a rivalry, but I feel like it's Bakugo versus Bakugo. I feel like he is his own worst enemy, and he's got to overcome his own self in order to be the hero he wants to be. He's making leaps and strides, and he's doing great stuff, and he's really trying, but he's just got to work on a few things. It's the volume and just, you know, just stop yelling at people. I know that seems redundant. It's more volume, but he's just got to work on it. Because, I mean, I think he could really, you know, do a lot of good stuff in the hero world, but, you know, he scares a lot of people. I mean, it's true to his quirk. I mean, he's explosive, but yeah, I was just thinking about that. You know, we have he wins the tournament and he's like, no, I don't want this. I don't want this. Not like this. This is stupid. You know, and even when he's doing the special training for people that, you know, aren't social. I didn't even realize that he had an antisocial training, like with Hero HR, where they brought in actual kids. So they're like, hey, you're going to practice with these kids. I mean, what if that had gone wrong and those kids got hurt? I don't know. They'd probably get expelled. That's all. So I just thought Bakugo versus himself. That was an interesting rivalry I tried to think of. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's a pretty solid one. I mean, if anything, most of his, like, you know, when people have like flashbacks and stuff, it's usually of like people that have wronged them. In his flashbacks, it's all him bullying Deku. You know, it's like, you know, it's like, it's just him. Like, I gotta redeem myself. I gotta do this. I gotta do this.
I have to be better than me.
Yeah. So this one's a little bit of a stretch because it's an anime based off of a video game. But I'm still going to use it anyway. This is from Tekken Bloodline. This is Jin, Kazama, and Hwarang. They have been rivals for a while, but in this kind of retelling of Tekken 3, they fought against each other before the tournament. And during that whole fight, it was so... By the way, Tekken Bloodline, I did a review on it, and it was... It's okay. It's not like the best thing ever, but it's probably the best Tekken we're gonna get. But dude, the fight scenes were awesome. Like just the effects, the moves and everything. It just brought me back to playing Tekken 3 back in the day and just spamming Circle and X with Eddie Gordo, dude. With that Capoeira, bro. But yeah, Jin and Hwarang, I like their rivalry. I've liked it for a long time. Like they've been rivals since Tekken 3, and we're at like Tekken 7 now. And just the like the banter between them, they're a lot friendlier in this game than they are usually. But just seeing like Hwarang like kick Jin through like a wall and just, you know, beat the crap out of him for a good amount of time, getting his licks in, because a lot of times Hwarang doesn't get that kind of spotlight. So yeah, either way, I really really enjoyed it. I wish they'd introduced a couple more things in that series, but. I think they did a pretty good job with that rivalry in particular and got him like the right kind of screen time. Now, here's a little bit of honorable mention. If they would have included it, was Nina Williams versus Anna Williams. They're these two assassin sisters I thought would have been great. But yeah, and this is, by the way, that's kind of cheating also because Jin kind of is the main character of that thing. But I really wanted to put it in here because I want another Tekken movie. So yeah,
I'm fine if they do more Netflix stuff. I mean, for that one was pretty good. It was all right. Not knowing much about Tekken myself, but it seemed okay. I don't know.
Yeah.
So my next one is admittedly a very short-lived rivalry, but it's definitely stuck with me. You know, and I haven't forgotten it. It's Pikachu versus Raichu. And
oh, that's a good one. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they have an intense rivalry, like, immediately, because their whole thing is, you know, evolutions are strength, and Ash chooses to stitch with the Pikachu, which I wish they did more. You know, certain evolutions might actually be better in certain ways, because, I mean, I don't know, I never felt like Pikachu was necessarily that much better than Raichu, like, in the game or in the show, so, but I don't know, I always thought it was an interesting rivalry. And, you know, he ended up beating Raichu without having, granted, where would he have gotten a Thunderstone? I don't know. I don't think you can get one that early. That's insane. You'd have to, like, find someone on the Pokemon black market in order to do that. But still, I always thought that was a pretty good rivalry. And even, you know, Ash and Lieutenant Surge are like, hey, you don't know what you're doing here, kid. You know, I'm going to by beating the crap out of your Pokemon. So, yeah, Pikachu and Raichu.
Nice. I just remember that what was it? That scene where like running together, like cheek versus cheek, like, you know, like with their lightning and stuff, and they're just like doing something. I don't remember what they're doing. I think they're just like running. I think they're just doing a race or something like that. But yeah, that's
right. That was that beginning film rivalry. In the Pokemon movie when they're at like a Pokemon daycare.
How did I forget? How did I forget about the Pokemon movie? Wow, that is pretty wild. I cannot
and
believe
Charizard
I forgot
gets
about
a
that.
stupid head stuck in a hole.
Yeah. You know, I don't think I got too many more. I think I just got like two more or something like that. So I think I'm just going to do those two real quick and then I'll hand it over to you.
Okay.
Let's see what we got here. So I've got it's kind of cheating because they're basically like at the same rivalry as the main characters, but I thought I'd put it in there anyway. Is Madara and Hashirama. Like, I really like their rivalry, actually a lot more than Naruto and Sasuke's. Just because it, like, to me, it made a lot more sense with how everything was going on with them. You know, they're in the middle of a war, they're from two different warring clans. Whereas like Sasuke and Naruto are kind of in like chill times at the beginning, and then Sasuke just decides to, granted he went through a lot too, but with Madara and Hashirama, like, you see how much they go through. Even when Hashirama is telling the story, and it's like of them young, like they're losing brothers left and right. Well, Hashirama is anyway. You know, for them to come together like that and then just be like, oh yeah, we're also the only people who can hurt each other, because, you know, nobody else is able to deal anything to Hashirama. Nobody's able to stop Madara. And so they're just like, oh yeah, we'll just be each other's rivals because we're too good for everybody else. And yeah, I always like, dude, every single time there's a fight between them, it's just crazy. And even during like the Great Ninja War, I won't spoil too much of it, but there's a part where Hashirama and Madara are fighting, and all the, you know, the newer generations are looking at this. They're like, is this how our ancestors used to fight? What the heck, dude? Like, they're just seeing this gigantic wooden golem fighting this giant Susanoo, and you're like, dude, what is going on? Why? Like, we haven't seen this since like the Bijuu, and it's like these guys, A, are not Bijuu, and B, they're just insane. And then just to throw this one out there, it's from Hajime no Ippo. This is the Kamigawa and Nikota, or Jinpachi. He is Kamigawa is the main coach of Ippo, and is all about like infighting and stuff, and is all about boxing, like hard grit, all that kind of stuff. And Nikota is more of an outfighter, and he fights, and they fight exactly like the two rivals do, kind of like what we were talking about with Hashirama and Madara and stuff. And like when they're in their prime, like they have two wins each against each other and then a draw, because of course they do. But there's a lot of respect between them. Also, like when they get old, they look one of them looks way different. But it's just really funny to see that rivalry still, like they still remember some of the people in the circuit. So like the Ippo will fight somebody, and like the two coaches will know who that person is, because he was on the circuit when they were around. But yeah, you still get to see a little bit of that rivalry, but now that they're older, they've got a lot more, you know, they don't fight each other anymore. They don't do anything like that. But, you know, there's a lot of respect between them. And there's a great, like, it's the last thing in Hajime no Ippo, the anime, that we get to see, which is like what do you call it? Like a flashback of like during the World War or something like that, where Ippo's coach has to face like an American dude who's like twice his size. But you know, it's really cool to see those two like come together for like a common thing, and just to see like what the, you know, especially in the boxing world, dude, because like, you know, there's rivalries all the time in combat sports. So seeing it in anime form was awesome. So yeah, those are my last ones.
That sounds awesome. I think I mentioned this before recording, but all mine are like One Piece, all mine left. So Doflamingo and Crocodile, that they had an interesting rivalry. I mean, especially because, you know, right from the get-go that we see them before the Marineford arc. If I remember right, Doflamingo is like, oh, hey, Crocodile. Slice, and cuts off his head. He's sand, so it doesn't matter. But I was like, oh, that's a weird. Most of the time, I'm like, hey, what's up? Or something. I don't know. That's more normal. But, you know, I guess when all you have are strings versus sand. So I always thought they had an interesting rivalry, I guess, in the criminal underground. I'd also say Aokiji and Akainu. An insane rivalry. I mean, they changed the entire landscape of an island. I mean, they divided it in half and said, this side's mine, this side's mine. Don't come over here. And I just think that's a crazy rivalry in its own. I mean, that ended with one person, you know, becoming top dog and the other one saying, it's pretty insane to me. And then my last one, which I think I'm more happy with thinking about, is Zoro and Tashigi. Even though it almost feels one-sided, I guess, just because Zoro is just having flashbacks every time he sees Tashigi. You know, it's like, oh, it's Kuina. No. Every time she's like, no, I'm not. I got to go run back to Smoker now. Bye. So I don't know. I just think they have an interesting thing, and I don't know why they keep drawing the parallel to Tashigi, and if that's going to eventually go somewhere, or if it's just going to be like, nope, just kind of look similar. But I don't know. It'd be cool to see Tashigi actually be able to do some cool stuff. I mean, granted, I know she's better than she was, but you know, it's a loose rivalry because obviously she can't really compete with Zoro. But I think it's still one. I mean, she's definitely constantly trying to keep up with him and being like, ooh, I'll stop you, pirate scum. So, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's also kind of like a rivalry, even if it's not like somebody's a lot stronger than you, like having that rival. Like and Natsu has a very one-sided rivalry with Gildarts, who's a lot stronger than him until Natsu needs to be stronger than him. So then the plot armor comes in. But either way, hopefully you guys enjoyed this this casual discussion about rivals who aren't exactly the main character, except for the one that I chose with Jin and Horang. But either way, guys, remember you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals with an S, realreal at gmail.com. All those things will be in the info box or the description box if you're watching this on YouTube. But as always, guys, don't forget to keep
it casual.